All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are joined now by Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 SiriusXM Toyota. Eric, to start off, last year was your first Monster Energy Series start here at Auto Club. How are you planning to approach the race this year differently than you did last season?
I think for me, every weekend's a little bit different approach, but especially coming to Auto Club, I feel like last year just gives you a lot of notes to lean back on. It's so tough here. There's so many choices, obviously, in line around here that for qualifying trim, it makes a huge difference kind of where you're placing your car and some of the things you do from the seat, from brake and throttle, you can make a big difference. So that was a tough thing for me last year to kind of try to pick up quickly. And, you know, this year coming back, I feel like I just have a good idea of, you know, how we need to unload and felt like we just fired off better here in the first practice, a little bit closer with some more speed than we did in the past year.
Now we're going to open it up for questions. We'll go first to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. I'm just curious, so like during a run here, do you need lap times more than at a typical track so you can see if like the line, a different line you're trying matters, where like at a mile and a half track where it's just on the bottom, it doesn't really, there's only so much you can do. Like, does that come into play more here?
Yeah, it's more important here, you know, not only lap times, but the spotter keeping you updated with exactly where everybody's running, I would say is more important here. There's so many guys that move around throughout the runs and so many comers and goers here, I would say more than any other track on the schedule right now. And just having a spotter that's able to keep you updated with who's making lap time, who's moving forward, and giving you an opportunity to know soon enough to move around and try that out before they get there and pass you doing it. So it is important here. I would say that this track, I can't think of another track that has more options, you know, especially you watch your restarts here and you see guys going four and five wide and running every lane. It makes a big difference. So this one's tough for sure. That was the toughest part for me last year, was just trying to figure out the right lane to run. And, you know, I think coming back, like I said a minute ago, coming back, it's been not easier, but it's been a little bit, you know, just more knowledge of kind of some of the fast lanes around here, especially in qualifying and in the race early.
Next, we'll go to Wolfgang.
Yeah, for California, it's relatively cold, or chilly, as you use your word in your language. Is this a problem with the tires, to put temperatures into the tires, this cold weather?
It hasn't been here. It's actually been, it really has just been higher grip. I would say this year coming back, right now as it is, it's been a lot higher grip. It's a lot cooler than it was last year, at least on qualifying day. So it's been a little bit easier in some ways, I guess, when you have more grip. You know, at least for me, I think it's easier. But, you know, we haven't had any problems like that getting temperature in them. It's been pretty quick to fire off here so far today.
Any further questions? Let's go up front to Bob.
Bob Parker, ESPN. Do you start looking at points already? Like, you're kind of right there on the what would be the cutoff, even though you've still got 20-some-odd races to go.
A little bit. You know, I don't look at them a ton at this point, but, you know, I've tried to stay updated kind of with where we are each week. And, you know, we've had better finishes here to start off the year other than Daytona. The one thing we haven't really done a good job of is getting stage points at this point. We just haven't ran well early in the race, and we've been kind of fighting from behind and getting up and grabbing these top tens towards the end of the day. So, you know, I think we need to do a little bit better job on that side of things. But, yeah, I mean, we watch them some, like I said a minute ago. But, you know, overall, I think we're going to wait a little bit farther into the year to really start to place a lot of focus on them.
Any additional questions?
Matt Corson with the Racing Experts and ESPN Radio Albuquerque. Eric, you've only scored one stage point so far this year. Is that an area of focus that you're looking at this weekend?
Yeah, it is. You know, I've been focused on it somewhat the last two weekends. We just haven't ran well enough early in these races to score those points. And last year, we were kind of opposite. We weren't finishing well, but we were scoring lots of stage points. So it's a little bit reversed, but you know, I think that's been a big thing that's held us back a little bit in the points here early on. So hopefully this weekend, you know, we can run up towards the top five here early in the day and kind of keep that momentum throughout the day and earn some good stage points. So that's something that I have seen and have focused on, and it's definitely going to be, personally at least for me, it's been kind of a point of emphasis here for this weekend.
Gentleman right beside you, are you good?
Yeah.
Okay. Further questions, you guys? All right, thank you very much, Eric.
All right, thanks.